I'm here in the temple at 4 PM. I couldn't be here before because the gods were asleep. And what you're hearing now is the music played every day to waken them up. They are woken up now, so I'm allowed to go and to engage with them. It's rather obvious, I suppose, but to interact with a god in this intimate way, we need to be able to recognize them. But how are they to be identified? Well, I've already found the great gods Shiva and Vishnu, because I'm familiar with them from the museum. Here's Shiva with his wife Parvati and his trident, and here is Vishnu, sitting with his forearms, holding discus and lotus flower. And on a pillar nearby is a god who was particularly important for the Gupta kings, Shiva's son, Kumara. All these Hindu gods began to assume the shapes we recognize today in the brand new temples built by the Gupta kings. The Gupta dynasty began a little after the year 300, and it rapidly expanded from its base in northern India until it covered a good deal of the subcontinent, so that by 450, the Gupta Empire, along with Iran and the Eastern Roman Empire, Byzantium, was one of the world's three superpowers. Not long after Constantine in Rome had established Christianity, the Gupta kings in North India set many of the enduring forms of Hinduism, creating the complex apparatus of faith with temples and priests and commissioning the images of the gods that we know now. Why does this happen at this point in history? As with Christianity and Buddhism, which around the same time portray both Christ and Buddha in human form, it seems to be to do with empire, wealth, and the power of art.